That was a great football season for Northwestern University defensive lineman Tyler Lancaster. He and his mates put together a 10-win season, including a thrilling Music City Bowl win over Kentucky. And Tyler amassed 40 tackles while locking down the middle of NU's defensive line. But off the field, Tyler watched his dad, Brad, in his agonizing struggle with terminal cancer. Packers free agent signing Tyler Lancaster is back with me on Sports and Commentary today. Hello, everyone. Good day to you. Thanks for checking in Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more on our website, WWIB.com. Tyler Lancaster, thanks for coming back. Your dad was diagnosed with cancer over a year ago, and he died on January 25th this year at the age of 55. How tough was it for you to keep going in the classroom and on the football field at Northwestern while watching your dad's health decline?
I mean, it was really difficult, especially when it happened. That period, especially with my mom and my sister having to take care of them, all the things going on all at the same time. If this were my freshman year in college or something else, it would have been, as terrible as it is, a little bit easier, but have it being in time for the NFL draft, you know, he always wanted to see me go to the NFL. So that, even that little thing right there, made it even tougher. But the support I got from everybody, the support, especially in this time, training for the combine and the pro day, everybody who was training me, everybody who had ever coached me, the outpouring of love and support was just incredible. So, yeah, it was a very tough time, and having to go through that, and I miss him every day. But the amount of people that came there to show support and help me and my mom and my sister through a tough time was incredible. And it restored all my faith in the world, and in a way it made us very happy for my dad and for our family and for our neighbors and for everyone in our life. I can't show enough thanks and appreciation for them, because it is such a hard time in our lives. And when people go through hard times, a lot of people, you know, that you don't necessarily aren't the best relationship with, they'll step back. You know, they don't want to have to deal with such a touchy subject. But so many people step forward to show what great friends and family we have. So many people at Northwestern came to the memorial that was an hour away in Romeoville, Illinois, and I'd say at least half my team was there. We packed a small church room with like over 300 people. It was incredible. So it was incredibly hard, and it still is. Yesterday, I felt like breaking down just watching a movie. Something reminded me of him, and it was hard, but it's a process, and everyone has told me that. And through the process, because of the help that we've had, it has been incredible.
Good, good, good. Lots of good people out there. Well, your dad was in a wheelchair the Saturday that you guys played Minnesota for Senior Day, and he struggled to get up and walk onto the field, but he did. What did that mean to you?
Oh, man, that was so inspiring. That continues to drive me today. Since before the season, since his diagnosis, he knew what it meant for him. And a year ago, before that senior day, when he was diagnosed, he said, "I just want to walk out onto that field." That's how he knew. He knew that it was on its way. And sadly, because at that time he seemed very healthy and he seemed very fit and happy, but he knew that it was coming. So from day one, his goal was to make it out there on senior day. So he has been an inspiration ever since then. His perseverance, his drive, it was inspiring. And it was not only inspiring for me, but for the rest of the team. The whole team knew, and they were on this journey with me. And they were continued to be motivated and inspired by him. And to see him walk out there and the biggest smile on his face, you wouldn't even tell that he was suffering as much as he was. They Northwestern put him up in the press box, and I thank them so much for doing that. But he had so much power, so much strength, so much faith to go out on that field in the horrible conditions that I don't know if you saw that game, but it was sleet and snow and rain and wind, and it hurt to play that game. So to have him come out on the field in the condition he was in is nothing less than inspiring, and that really drove us through the rest of the season. He did the same thing at the bowl game. They were able to drive him down to Nashville, and he came out onto the field after the game in a wheelchair, gave me a hug, and everybody loved it, and I loved it, and I was just so happy to be able to experience that with him because he really did not want to miss one Wildcat game, and he wouldn't give up until he saw them all.
Wow. Tyler Lancaster, the Packers' free agent pickup here after the NFL draft. We've had a chance to talk about coming to Green Bay and play, and now the journey that he and his family have been on here the last year and a half or so with his dad's cancer. And let's continue our discussion next time and talk about how through seeing your dad decline health-wise and knowing that he was going to pass from this life to the next, God has comforted you and used this to build your trust and faith in Jesus. So we'll get into that next time here, Tyler, with you. Thanks for being here today. Look forward to our next conversation. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless.